Yo, it's your boy Angel of Words here in the crowd with Mask. What are you expecting tonight, man? What do you expect to see tonight?
Craziness, man. It's mayhem. So the winner leave with $1,000. You already know what's gonna happen. You feel me? But we got a couple of good artists on the card. You feel me?
Who do you expect to win tonight? Real quick.
Got some hitters on there, man. We got some hitters out. You know, I'm gonna keep my suggestions to myself. Feel me?
Any final words to the contestants before they get started?
Don't choke.
Hello, it's your boy Angel of Words here with the one and only TDI Music, who will be hosting tonight's Cypher City TV Battle on the Beat. TDI, man, how you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling good. I'm anxious. I'm excited, man. I can't wait for this to go down already.
TDI is a friend of the podcast, and we've been seeing how you ended off 2022 with the Thriller video. You also have the Enough Respect situation. You know, what can we be expecting from TDI first and foremost before we get to the beat stuff?
More music. If 2022 was dope for y'all, 2023 is going to be that times 10. That's all I could really, you know, just stay tuned.
Bro, do you get nervous before these hostings, you know, before you're hosting these situations? Like, what goes through your head?
I feel like I'm battling tonight. There's a lot of nerves because I'm passionate about this, whether I'm standing in the ring or on the side. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like the cut man in a boxing match. So, yeah, I'm a little nervous, but I'm excited. So it's more like of an adrenaline rush.
What kind of tone are you looking to set?
Me, as far as...
Yeah, as a host, you know, you got to set the tone, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are you looking for? You know, like, how do you maneuver the situation when you're, like, you know, hosting and you're in the middle of the fray?
I hate to do this, but I'm going to do it because they did it to me. Pressure. $1,000. It's there for you to take it. Go get it. You got one shot. You blow it, you out of here. Go get it. That's it.
TDI, you've battled before. Who do you think is going to win this rap battle tonight? Do you have anybody in mind?
Spotlight Breeze looks good. I'm not counting out Mike Burner because he might pull a rabbit out the hat. He's very unpredictable. Pep is also a great, great battler. So, you know, Rambo's not in it, so Pep gets the bye. The other guys, not too familiar with, but I'll find out tonight. Oh, Mason, too. Mason is dope, too. So it's a toss-up, man. I can't choose.
TDI, any last words before we head off into the sunset here with the Battle on the Beats?
Angel of Words, thank you for having me. Keep up the great work with the podcast. Battle on the Beats, Cypher City TV, TDI Music, $1,000. Somebody's going home with that. Let's see who it is.
Your boy Angel of Words here with Showtime, one of the judges tonight. You have a very special responsibility, sir. What are you looking for from the contestants tonight?
You know, bars, performance, schemes, you know what I'm saying? And you got to have presence, you know, and make sure you don't choke.
There was rumblings, because I'm going to be a judge too. There was rumblings about some, you know, special preferences, da-da-da. You're coming in unbiased, correct? For the record.
Yeah, definitely. This is battle rap. Ain't no friends in battle rap. So if you know, your feelings get hurt, you know what I'm saying? One of them soft guys, you know, this ain't a place for you. This is battle rap. Ain't no friends in battle rap.
Now, you're a legend in the battle rap scene, right? What could we be looking forward to for your brand and what you're doing moving forward?
I wouldn't say a legend, but I'm getting there. Shout out to people that paved the way for me to be on this platform. It's a lot. It's a lot of people to give credit to. But, you know, Showtime TV, Showtime Battle Rap League, I'm definitely in the building, you know?
Hello, it's your boy Angel of Words here with an artist that's in the building. Showed up to, you know, to show some love to the Cypher City TV Battle on the Beat. Lemire with a fantastic song, Good Times. What inspired that track before we get started here?
That track was inspired by a breakup that I went through a few years ago, and it happens to be my best song. Like, I mean, as far as numbers and performance, like, it has gained the most traction, and I've gotten the most fans from the song. And ultimately, I think when you make breakup songs, like, it just impacts people and they just want to play it over and over again. So,
yeah, you know, the person you broke up with is not here today, is he?
No.
Or is she? Or is it?
He and no.
You know? Now, you have some music coming out, right? What should we be expecting? I hear rumblings that there's a song called Villain that's coming out. What's that about? Is it about that person as well?
No, the song is actually a drill song. It's for the kids to get sturdy. It's for the dancing. So it's a song for me to basically show my bars, but at the same time, give the kids something to kind of dance to, do the TikTok vibe. So, yeah.
Now, Lamere, is there any particular rap battle you're looking forward to see in the first round tonight?
I think I'm a fan of everyone. I mean, I've heard some of the contestants play their music tonight, and I'm like, oh, this is dope. They got bars too, like songs too. So I'm just excited to see what everyone's going to bring and, you know, just kind of absorb some of that creativity.
That's what's up, everyone. That was the Elegant Lamere here showing some love. Cyber City TV, Battle on the Beat. Hey, it's your boy Angelo Words here. I'm here with a special spectator, Lourdes, radio host. What are you doing here?
Listen, this is my first time actually at a battle rap competition, so I'm excited to be here. It's going to be something different for me. I'm always going to artist showcase, but this is different. And I was invited, so I'm here.
Do you love music? Is this a passion of yours? Like, you love different, you know, eclectic types of music? Is that what brought you here today?
Yeah, I love music, all types. Doesn't matter.
Now, I want you to plug your radio show because the people need to know about it. It's fantastic. I really recommend that, everyone. You really need to pay attention to what she's doing. So could you discuss that a little bit for us, please?
The radio show is What's Happening Now, New York radio show at DTF Radio, each and every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m. And what I do is I interview artists, entrepreneurs. I actually combine my magazine with the radio, so it's what I do.
What do you have to say to all the contestants tonight before we let you go?
Oh my God, I can't wait. Rock out and go in, and I can't wait to see.
Angel of Words here with Quest Cali, Spectator. What do you expect tonight, bro? What do you expect to see tonight?
I expect to see my man June Drama, BX Spark, Ab 187. Do what we do, you heard? Body bag, you heard? 3-0, everything. $1,000. Pay the bills, you know what I'm saying? Inflation up. You got to pay for some eggs. You got to get diapers. You know what I mean? You got all that. Newborn. You heard? June Drama, Quest Cali. You already know how we go down. Angels of Words. You heard? Podcast. You heard?
It's your boy, Angel of Words, here with one of the contestants. June Drama, looking fly tonight. Dripped out. Are you ready for the occasion tonight, bro? You ready to battle?
June Drama, front of Bronx, Webster 188. I got Mason tonight. Guess this is like his house. This is supposed to be his house or whatever and stuff. Like, you know, we're going to see how this thing goes. Shit. I got rounds for everybody. I got 5 rounds for 3 people I don't know. Simple. I'm the new nigga to pay attention to.
Simple Dimple, and you were mentioning early on today when we met and we spoke earlier that you're the new guy, so you're the underdog in a sense. How do you feel about that status?
It's good. I love it. I did the cypher with them, everything and all. I'm here to get busy, like, whatever. I'm here to just go ham. That's it. Respect mine for the Nate. Like, I'm coming.
Before you get to the place, right, before you get to Zone 6, you know, how do you prepare, man? Like, what goes through your head when you're preparing for a rap battle?
Just come here and get busy. I'm more like I see you know, everybody's schemes, metaphors, punchlines, everything, and all that. You know, all that stuff is cool, is good. I'm the other dude to be, like, I disrespect crazy. So that's what I do. I disrespect hard body. And I got all that all in one, too, at the same time. And I got flow. That's it. So we're going to see how that shit go.
Everybody, that was June Drama, bringing the drama here at Cypher City TV.
And he said, this is house. He said Zone 6 is his house. So let's see how this shit go, because I'm invading this junk, like, all night.
It's your boy Angel of Words here, standing next to one of the contestants, Mike Burner. You're going up against Spotlight Breeze, considered a heavy favorite tonight, according to some of the people that I spoke to. How do you feel about that, bro?
I didn't even know that. I didn't know he was a favorite. I mean, you know, I'm going to do what I do anyway. We both got to rap, so, you know, you see what happens. You know, may the best man win.
What goes through your head when you're preparing for a rap battle? You know what I mean? This is intense. You know, you're going at it, baby. This is, you know, the wrong shit. Mm-hmm.
Kill them. Hurt their feelings. Yeah. Disrespect. That's what I do. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to rough you up. That's what I'm going to do. Yep. That's what's going through my mind.
Artistically, where you coming? You're going to come first with a bunch of metaphors, double entendres. What are we looking for, man? Like, you know what I mean? What is Mike Burner? How you going to flame him, baby?
You never watched none of my battles? All right.
I have. I'm asking you.
It's a little total package, little comedy, definitely some bars, punchlines, you know what I mean? Real rap, you know, it's a little everything, total package, you know what I'm saying? I'm a grown man, B, so it's grown man talk.
Now, being a grown man, do you think that gives you an edge?
Yeah, it definitely gives me an edge, man. You know what I mean? I've been through more, I know more.
Well, Mike, what are the final words you have to your competitor, the first round?
Fight back.
There you go. You had it. That's Mike Burner. Fight back, baby. BX, you already know. Cypher City TV on deck. Your boy Angela Words here with one of the contestants tonight, Pep. Pep, you're getting a first round bye because Rambo couldn't make it for some unforeseen circumstances. How does that affect you and your game plan moving forward?
Have somebody else fill the spot.
Now, Pep, you're not a spring chicken to this. You go a cappella. I've seen you go a cappella. You also go on the beat. What do you prefer most?
Don't make a difference to me, honestly. They're both the same.
What goes through your mind when you're preparing for, you know, this heated battle?
Girls and money.
Which one will you prefer first, girls or money?
Girls. They'll go get me the money.
Now, Pep, one more question. What do you have to say to the person you're going to meet, not in this round, not in the first round, the next round?
Doesn't matter. They're all the same.
Doesn't matter. They're all the same. That was Pep, ready to wreck. Hello, it's your boy Angela Words here with another contestant fighting for that rack here tonight at the Cypher City TV Battle on the Beat. We're here with Mason, who is actually considered, through the rumblings that I've been hearing, because I've been talking to people, you're a favorite, bro. How do you feel coming in as a favorite?
I'm feeling good. I'm definitely feeling good.
How do you actually prepare for a rap battle, bro? Because this is not your first time. You do this a lot. There's a thing.
I usually, once they give me my opponent, I just start breaking that person down. I start watching their battles. I start looking at them. I start looking at what they've been doing, how they do it, what they've done I like, what they've done I don't like, everything. You know, I kind of just try to dissect them as much as I could.
How would you describe your rap battle style?
Just nice, aggressive, punchlines. I feel like I'm the whole package with it.
What do you enjoy most in a rap battle, malice or jokes?
I think a balance of both. I think you need a balance of both. I think you go too much one way, you're going to get put in a box like that. So I think you got to keep it balanced.
What goes through your head when you're preparing for this rap battle, bro?
Just eat, kill, eat and kill. That's it.
Now, is there anything that you would say to your opponents before you get out there tonight?
I just hope they're ready. That's it. I just want to. I want a good battle. I hope that they come just as prepared as I came. I don't even see. You know. I hope they're ready. That's it.
Well, that was Mason. He hopes they're ready. I know we're ready here at the Cypher City TV Battle on the Beat. $1,000 at stake. You already know, baby. Go get it. Angela Words here with one of the contestants tonight. Spotlight Breeze. What's running through your mind right now, Spotlight?
I'm just ready to go. You know, it's been a long time coming, man. You know, I heard Mike Burner came to talk. I came to talk, too. I'm ready to go.
Now you're part of the New Bronx movement, right? You sure are. Now, have the homies given you any sound advice today?
Yeah, of course. They've been giving me advice all week. But just come in here, do my thing, make sure I prepare, and just rap. Have fun at the same time, you know? They've been doing this longer than I have, so... You know, they definitely gave me some pointers.
Now, what do you enjoy more, right, when you're battle rapping? Do you enjoy more the punchlines with the jokes or the punchlines with the malice, the fierce?
Sometimes it depends on your opponent that it brings that malice out of you. Like, if you cool with your opponent, sometimes you laugh and joking. But, you know, if you really, like, this is for the money. So, I'm with that malice right now. You know what I'm saying?
Now, what would you say? What thoughts do you have about your opponent right now? You're going up against Mike Berner. You know, he seems very confident. You know what I'm saying? What are your thoughts towards your opponent, essentially your enemy right now?
Yeah. Now, I always said that. Mike Berner is a hell of a rapper. I'm not putting nothing past him because I already know he came to talk. I already seen his battles. Mike Berner give it up crazy. So, pause. And I'm just ready to go.
Right now, we're saluting the champion, Spotlight Breeze, coming in, killing it. You ready? Breeze, three hard rounds, B. You know what I mean? You went ham. How do you feel about your performance tonight? You know, besides the fact that you won, man, you went hard. Three hard rounds.
Thank you, man. I told you before we started, man, what I was going to do. Shout out to all the rappers. Everybody came with their A game. But I keep telling y'all, New Bronze got them rappers, you heard? I don't want to hear nothing no more. I don't want to hear nothing from none of y'all niggas no more. What y'all going to do, nigga? None of y'all niggas joined this tournament. Shout out to Mike Berner. Shout out to Pep. Shout out to Rambo. Shout out to everybody who was in this battle. Shout out to Mason, too, man. Great battle, yo.
Mason, you know, he has talent, bro. But, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, man. Were you surprised that he didn't come as hard as you thought he may have? Because you battled him before.
I'm very surprised, yo. I kind of knew I was going to see Mason again in a championship. You know what I'm saying? Because in his bracket, I know he was going to do his thing. My bracket, I know I was going to do my thing. And I wrote, like, yo, I'm a battle Mason again. And last time it was debatable. I feel I beat him. But the judges say he won. And I got him back. What they gonna say now?
Champions always say that there's a moment that they realize, like, yo, this shit is mine. When did you realize that tonight?
I realized that shit when I saw my niggas come up in the building. They gave me that energy. My family is here. And nigga, we took it. That's it.
What can we be expecting for you moving forward, bro? With the music and everything, you know what I mean? What are we doing next? What do you think?
Yo, listen, man. This is gonna be a start to a lot of shit, man. Everybody with me. You see everybody that's here, that's who we riding with, bro. We doing a lot for 2023. We got shows coming up. New Bronx Anthem is out right now. Born Ready on all digital platforms. Born Ready is out right now. My peoples came all the way from Jersey. You know what I'm saying? Jersey in the building. Let's go.
Yo, that was your champion, Spotlight Breeze, Cypher City, Battle on the Beat, January 2023. Congratulations. Yeah, go ahead. Okay. All right. Any thoughts on today's performance from your man?
All I tell people, be X or be next. Nah, I mean, we never change like a picture in a fucking frame. We never change like a picture in a fucking frame. Be X or be next. You already know, John B. Spotlight. If I'm saying it twice, you ain't hearing me right.
That's the New Bronx in the building, leaving his champions today. That was your man, Spotlight Breeze. Congratulations once again, my brother. Thank you.
Thank you.
You already know, man. Well, there you have it, everybody. You got your champion, $1,000, Bronx, Boogie Down, Spotlight Breeze, champion, Cypher City TV, Battle on the Beat, Angel of Words Entertainment. This is Angel of Words. We'll see you later, baby.